The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Go, go, go. Here we go. Fox World Travel Show is on the air for Saturday, June 20th, a very special show. This show is longer than 60 minutes because everything is longer today. It's the longest day of the year. We're going to go 61 minutes. There you go.
Okay.
How are you feeling about that?
Okay. I don't know. The more time I get on the air, the happier I am.
Yeah. Rose Gray is here from Fox World Travel. Their website, foxworldtravel.com. We always like to start the show with one of their experts because if you're going to go somewhere, why don't you talk to somebody who's been there a lot? And we've got an expert. Jennifer is joining us. Jennifer Turner. Good morning, Jennifer. How are you?
Top of the morning to you,
Danny.
Whoa! Top of the morning to you. So, Rose said, and Fox World Travel has this great thing. It's find an agent. And so she said, check her out. And so I'm creeping on you, as they say. You specialize in Austria, France, Germany, Norway, Sweden, Switzerland, and Ireland, which must be just a sweet place for you because you've been there how many times?
Over 10 times.
Wow.
The first time was when I was a junior in college.
And this is, I love looking at Jennifer's profile because it's just so incredibly full of Spain, France, Holland, Germany, Machu Picchu, etc. But what we're going to feature today is your expertise when it comes to Ireland.
Nice.
And Jennifer, so many people want to golf when they go to Ireland, and that sometimes eliminates a couple of the Ireland experts that you might want to talk to because certainly they can help you kiss the Blarney Stone or go to Ashford Castle, but it takes a real expert to talk about Irish golfing.
Yes, that is true. I've done traveling with just girlfriends, driving ourselves, and I've escorted groups of golfers to the various courses. Generally, we like to highlight the championship courses like La Hinch, which is just north of Shannon. Very easily golfed right off the plane. I've done that many times. And then going down to the southwest of Ireland, I love to golf at Ballybunion, Waterville. Tralee Golf Club is wonderful as well. And even out on the Dingle Peninsula, there's a links course, the Dingle Golf Club, which is spectacular.
Jennifer, you hit a nerve over here. Danny loves to say Dingle Peninsula.
I just want the T-shirt.
Yeah. It's all about the dingle is worth doing. That's what one of my drivers told me.
Well, the beautiful thing about it is, as you can hear, as Jennifer tells us about her golfing experiences, is that you can do both. You can give one of our customers a great experience that includes all of the highlights that you would see Trinity College and the Blarney Stone and Galway and all of those kinds of things. But you also have some experience in Northern Ireland and you can help them with the golf courses.
Exactly. Yeah, I have I've basically done it all over the past, I don't want to say how many years, but quite a while I've been going to Ireland and I've done many educational tours where the tour operator takes you to the castles and that you might not be able to afford personally, but they want to show you those places and the manor homes that are historic. And I've even stayed overnight in Cabra Castle, which is haunted, and I did not sleep a wink because I was afraid I was going to take ghosts.
Well, there you go. So can you give us a little idea?
Yeah, I can offer everything. On my first trip, I was budget-minded. I hate to say it, but I hitchhiked all over Ireland. I visited the town where my family was from, the Kelly family from County Tipperary. I was taken into the home of a local who was named Kelly, thinking I might be a relative from Chicago. They found the oldest lady in town to talk about the Kelly family that lived on the edge of town when she was growing up. And, you know, it's these wonderful personal experiences that warmed my heart to Ireland.
So something I want to ask you about is, can you help, let's say we've got two couples and they want to go and the guys are golfers and the women are not. Can you customize some kind of itinerary for them?
Of course. Yes. That's often the case. some of the ladies enjoy going to the spa. Like, for example, if they stay at the Adair Manor, there's a beautiful golf course there. It's like staying in a castle. And they can also, the ladies can enjoy the spa. There's also horseback riding there. Or shopping in the local village of Adair is a lot of fun as well.
Something else I wanted to ask you about is, can you give us kind of a feel for the difference between a self-drive versus an actual escorted tour?
Escorted tour, yes. I'd love to do that, because that's usually what I ask when I talk to people when they first come in. If we're in the offices at the time, I like to sit down with a map of Ireland. I like to ask them questions. And if it's a first-time trip, I do highly recommend an escorted tour. The driver guide is very knowledgeable. They do all the work for you. You do not have to worry about how to go where, and it's just so much easier than you're given the highlights of each location that you're visiting. You do have free time where you can go off on your own and visit a local pub, which is a great thing to do, and just see the sights and do shopping on your own. When you're driving yourself, it gives you the freedom to do the sights that you want on your own time. However, I do highly recommend that you be a very confident driver, and that your navigator, your co-pilot, is as important as the driver, because they have to keep reminding you, stay left, watch the hedge. You might lose a side view mirror because of those narrow secondary roads in Ireland. They're vine covered, so you don't even know there's stone underneath them, and you might get a little bit too close if you're driving. But then you can stay at B&Bs, and also I kindly recommend combining, like, depending on your budget, do a castle for one night or an historic manor home, because they are so wonderful and you do feel like a king in that setting. And then you can also, you know, flicker it with a few B&Bs, and you don't have to pre-book everything. If you're doing B&Bs, you can simply have the owner of the B&B call ahead to whatever area you want to go to and book the next night for you. You don't have to have it all pre-planned if you are driving yourself. So
what we're encouraging people to do to get a hold of our travel specialists is either 866-GO-FOX-GO and ask to be transferred to Jennifer. Our offices are open on Saturdays and Sundays, and it just so happens that Jennifer's going to be working this Sunday from 10 to 4, so you have a great opportunity to get a hold of her that way. Or you can always go to our website, and you will find a Contact Us link, and there is an agent directory right there. You can find Jennifer, or you can send a general inquiry to our vacation travel link, and somebody will get that message to Jennifer as well. And so that's the best way to get a hold of Jennifer, who can help you customize a very personal type Ireland trip, or get you hooked up with one of our preferred partners so that you can take one of our escorted tours.
Sweet. Great. Jennifer Turner, thank you for joining us. And by the way, I was looking at Ireland adventure for 2021. There's a picture, I think, is that of you with a man with a Packers shirt in front of the Jameson distillery? So
I don't know, but that would be very feasible.
That would be. Combine a couple of loves. Jennifer, thank you for joining us.
Exactly.
We appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much.
We'll be back. This is the Fox World Travel Show, WTMJ.
Hit the road the right way. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Yeah, on the air for Saturday, June 20th. Summer solstice is today, so the most light of the year.
And don't you love that?
I do.
It would be nice if it'd be really sunny, but we do need the rain desperately.
We do. How does your garden grow?
We had to water. Okay. I had to water a little bit because it was looking a little sad.
So let's talk. Where are you going? What are you doing? What are you planning? The Accutive Mortgage Talk and Text Line is open at 855-616-1620. Got to ask you, what's the current status of everything?
Well, one of the things I love to do is look at TSA.gov, because they have a checkpoint traveler number comparison between 2020 and 2019, and for the most part we're going up.
Yep.
So the 18th of June, the total number of travelers was 576,000. 1 year ago it was 2.7 million.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but again, the 17th, it was 441,000, and the 16th, it was 417,000. So I love watching that. I also very much enjoyed listening to John Mercure when he got back, I believe it was on Wednesday, describing his experience as it was his first time flying. Mm. I'm still looking forward to my first time flying. I'm trying to come up with any excuse. I'm reaching out to friends. Hey, would you like me to come and visit you? And yeah, I haven't gotten any offers.
I would totally fly. I'm totally ready. I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready. You know, you can't make those planes cleaner. I'll wear the mask. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I would do the screen. I'm just ready to kind of get out and do something. Southwest had some sort of sale, this $49 sale
right.
the other day. And it was
right.
like, wow, we should go somewhere. So I'm ready.
Yep. And the most important thing is to, when you determine where that destination is going to be, that you have done your due diligence or let us help you with that, in that you know where exactly you're going and what that particular destination, and in it's there are state by state differences for sure, but within states, look at Milwaukee was different than the rest of the state of Wisconsin for yep. the longest time. So you want to make sure you know what is happening in the destination and what the requirements and protocol are.
Got it. We're going to take a break. We're going to be back. Got some questions coming in. So give us a buzz on the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text line at 855-616-1620. We're in refund season. We'll talk about that next on the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray.
Take care of your vacation issues before you hit the road. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
925 at WTMJ, 75 degrees, mostly cloudy today, on and off rain and storms, and 83 for the high. Storms tonight, then it'll dry out. Overnight 67. Tomorrow, partly cloudy for Father's Day with a high of 80, 79 on Monday. With scattered showers and thunderstorms, 75 at WTMJ. Going to Madison, that's where Jim is. Hey, Jim, good morning.
Yes, good morning
good
to
morning.
You. I always enjoy listening to your program because you're so upbeat and have such wonderful plans and so on. But today I'm calling about the bad side of things.
Uh-oh.
We had a trip scheduled for Alaska, and Princess, obviously, along with other lines, canceled everything for this year. In between there, we've trying to get our money back from a excursion we paid for, and we've been waiting over 3 months to have Princess respond to us, and no results. Could you give us maybe an update on what's happening with refunds and future cruise credits, et cetera, with all the cruise lines, but specifically Princess?
Sure. Can you tell me this? With regard to the excursion, was that booked through Princess, or was that booked through another company?
No, it was part of Princess offering.
Okay, perfect. And so you have not seen any of your refund, is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. So Holland America, Princess, Carnival are all under the Carnival Corporation umbrella, and yet they still
yeah.
work as separate entities. So we have been hearing that Carnival itself is actually been refunding quicker than Princess and Holland America. I do know, because we use Holland America quite a bit and do our groups with them, that they have told us 120 days for refunds. So that's kind
wow.
of disappointing. I guess the way to try to look at that is this. They furloughed more than 75% of their staff. And so now they've been inundated with hundreds of thousands of cancellations and only 25% of the staff to process them. And so on occasion, we have been able to get a hold of somebody who then elevates it to another level, and that brings it a little bit more quickly. So when is the last time you checked on it? Have you had any conversations with customer service?
Well, yes. We've been kind of checking every couple of weeks to just see where we're at, and pretty much of what you said is what they're telling us. I guess the disappointing thing is that in the process there along the way, we had some Delta flights that also needed to be canceled, and they acted quickly within 30 days. Everything came back on our credit card, and they seemed to be planning ahead or had planned ahead for this inundation of so many refunds. So we have kind of a bad taste in our mouth now for Princess, and we're part of the elite elite status. And we're getting very, very disappointed.
Well, one thing I will point out, Delta has been phenomenal throughout this entire thing. They have, for us, as we've been watching how these refunds have been processed and how they've been allowing us to book and rebook and those kinds of things. Delta's been the leader of the pack when it comes to that kind of thing. So kudos to Delta. Shame on you, Princess. And the best thing I can do is the squeaking wheel gets the grease. So you may have to pick up the phone and call that customer service number and see what you can do about that.
Jim, thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks.
But I tell you, aren't these people so stretched?
Oh, my gosh. It is just, and we found a couple for our customers who just plain fell through the cracks that we then had to get our rep, who then was furloughed, who had to pass that project on to her replacement to get some of these problems escalated to another level because they've fallen through the cracks. But it's good to just keep touching them every little bit, every little while to say, where are we in the process? And you may get the answer. It's 120 days.
But it means sitting on hold.
Yes, it does.
Right.
It does.
Who's got the best hold music?
Yeah.
You know? Seriously, sometimes there's ones that's like, okay, this isn't so bad, and then it's the one where it's the same 20 seconds
over
and over.
Or the people that play a commercial and promote themselves while you're on hold.
Well, it's not a terrible idea.
Yeah, it's a great idea, but when you hear it for 2.5 hours, it's not that fabulous.
Remember, I'm a former top 40 guy, so repetition works. All right. This is the Fox World Travel Show. You want to join us? We got room between now and at 10 o'clock at the at the end of the show. Our number is 855-616-1620. That's the Yakima Mortgage Talk and Text Line. We're going to talk about a question. A guy's trip to the Rockies in August. We'll talk about that next with Rose Gray.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
935, get a hold of Rose. Our number is 855-616-1620. That's the Acuta Mortgage Talk and Text Line at WTMJ, and that's what we're using to get a hold of Bob in Menominee Falls. Hey, Bob.
Good morning. Good to talk to you again. Called last week. We've narrowed it down to Riviera Nayarit.
All right.
I have a question on Riu Vallarta Resort.
Yep.
And the boss at home tells me that there is a website she's heard of regarding, I don't know if it's by the government or not, put out what is open, what is not open, and coronavirus precautions.
Yep, that's very true. So if you do visit puertovallarta.com, they do actually have a very full section that's updated pretty often about traveling to the Puerto Vallarta region during the pandemic. And they list all of the hotels and when they will be opening. Many of them are 23, 22 June. Some of them July 1. A couple of them are pushed into December. And those, the reason that those are pushed into December is because they've decided to take this opportunity now to go ahead and do some refurbishing. And so it's not it's not a bad thing at all. But the Riu's, as far as I know, are opening July 1.
Excellent, because we're looking at end of July going out.
Yep. So just stay, you know, yeah, so you looked it up. Everything's good.
I did research on flying, and I know it's off-season flying out of Chicago, unfortunately.
Yep.
And we're pretty much guaranteed a layover. I was looking at Dallas. If we fly out of Milwaukee, am I looking at just a one stop, or am I looking at several stops?
No, you should. Now, again, many of these schedules, from my memory, are pre-COVID. But from my memory, there should be opportunities for you to fly nonstop to Dallas or Houston or one of the other places that would then offer a nonstop to Puerto Vallarta. So you can do it one stop out of Chicago, but you can do it one stop out of Milwaukee as well.
Thank you, Bob. Let's head to Scott in Heartland. Hey, Scott.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
My wife, two teenage daughters, and I are scheduled to do a trip to St. Thomas in the middle of July, wondering about activity recommendations for our group, what might be open there, any ferry issues to St. John's, et cetera, that you could share with me, Rose.
I am not aware that ferry is having any problems. I understand that's still going. I was going to say, had you not asked that question, one fun thing to do for a day trip is to go over to St. John. Many people have done that and then several years later decided to spend an entire week on St. John because it's absolutely beautiful. So your city basically is going to be Charlotte Amalia. And it's a very vibrant, fun, cool city to visit. There really are a lot of things that you can do there, many of which are going to involve water, because the snorkeling there is outstanding. St. Thomas has some of the best shopping I've ever experienced. It's very organized. Sometimes you go into some of these straw markets or open air markets that you might call it and think, wow, this is just a mess. This is aisle upon aisle of covered shops that it's very, very organized. You certainly can do some of the historical things. There's a Blackbeard's Castle, and there's Fort Christian, those kinds of things. And that's a great half-day trip, and I typically recommend that rather than doing that on your own in a car, you find somebody that's offering that from your resort. They're plentiful, let me tell you, and learn a little bit about that. It's cannons and pirates and that kind of thing, but worth a half-day for sure.
Okay, let's head to Sharon in Franklin. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning. Good morning, Rose. I was calling to thank you so much for your recommendations about Delta Airlines.
Oh, good. They came through.
Yes. We had non-refundable tickets on Delta, and we didn't know we were going to go to this Passion Play. Well, okay, that was canceled, but we had this Delta flights. And we just turned around and we, per your recommendation, we waited. And sure enough, Delta came through and they said, well, we want to change your flight or you can cancel it. Guess what we did? We canceled it.
And how quickly did you get your money back?
Well, we got vouchers.
Okay, perfect.
And it's good until September of 2022.
Oh, that's very generous of them. They're really pushing that out so that everybody feels comfortable with that time limit. At first,
exactly.
It was a little bit too close in. And again, Delta's been the leader of the pack when it comes to making those kinds of determinations. And then many of the other carriers will follow along. So I'm so glad that worked out for you.
Oh, yes. Thank you again very, very much.
You're welcome. Are you going to go back to the Passion Play?
I don't know. That's 2 years out.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yep. Well, let us know if you do. I'd love to hear it.
Thanks, Sharon. Appreciate that. All right.
Thanks.
We are going to get to this Colorado call because, Rose, you were born in Colorado. You were a ski bum in Colorado.
And my father was actually stationed at Fort Carson, Colorado. That was kind of where we would take family vacations just to see the old homestead and all that kind of stuff.
It'll be in Chapter 3 of Rose's book when it gets written someday. We'll be back. Accurate Mortgage Talk and Text Line open at 855-616-1620. Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray at WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
944 WTMJ, 76 degrees high. Today's going to be 83. Cloudy today, on and off rainstorms, down to 67 tonight. Partly cloudy, 80 tomorrow. We got 76 at WTMJ on the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray. Going to Mike and Slinger. Good morning, Mike.
Hello. Hi. I had a cruise canceled at the beginning of April because of the COVID. We actually just got our refund back earlier this week from Norwegian. But the reason I was calling is we wanted to redo our vacation. We were thinking of Breathless Riviera Cancun. I was wondering what your thoughts are on that resort.
An absolutely phenomenal resort. We have had a number of people stay there, including Andrea, who fills in for me pretty regularly, and she is a huge Breathless fan. We should let the listeners know, it's an all-adult beachfront property that it absolutely mixes both this kind of trendy vibe that you're looking for, but can also be a very relaxed and private type situation. They have a section that's called the Exhale Club, which is probably worth the additional monies because you are definitely treated with some real nice benefits and perks and services, reservations at certain restaurants that the others aren't going to get. There's a pool that is only exclusive for the Exhale Club members, and so that's kind of a cool thing to do. It's just a very, very good resort, and it has gotten some phenomenal reviews with all thumbs up from the Fox World Travel Advisors.
Awesome. That's what I wanted to hear, and you answered my second question is, was the Exhale Club worth the extra money? It seemed to be a rather inexpensive upgrade if you weren't looking for the swim-up pool room and, you know, if you just wanted access to that.
You know,
that
and club, I'm so glad you said
really
that because
upgrade.
Sometimes so. It's really hard to tell people about those additional benefits, and then they see the additional price and go, wait. That's not that much. So I'm glad you said that. I'm a big fan of preferred clubs, which the Exhale Club would be.
Okay. Off to Larry in Kenosha. Hey, Larry.
Hey there. Since your parents were in the host at the Mighty Five, I got questions for you. And Rose Gray, I also served at Fort Carson.
Oh.
Many years ago. Probably 68.
68 years ago or 1968?
1968.
Okay. Well, that was a little before my time.
So your dad served there later than, huh?
My dad was in the 50s, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, Larry, you're asking about the Mighty Five, and that includes Arches,
yeah.
Bryce Canyon, Canyonlands, Capitol Reef, and Zion. My folks worked at Arches. I've been to Canyonlands, but not the other five, but you can't miss.
The best time of the year, I'm retired. We were planning to go this spring, and then the national parks closed down. From February till, say, April, or from, say, late October till December, which is the better time to go?
Okay, so I'm a fan of fall, but I'm not a fan of late fall. So to me, the earlier that you can go in October, the better. Danny, yep. What's your take on that?
I agree. And you're, okay. You're in the high desert, so it's going to be cold.
Well, I'm talking, though, I don't care about the cold. I'm just talking about being able to get in the park and camp.
Oh,
I know that,
okay.
Some people say that they had to go park out, you know, 20 miles out of the park and then drive to the camp. So that's what I'm concerned about as far as for crowds, as far as with a camper.
Yeah, and Arches had this funky thing where you, at least when my folks were there, you could not reserve. So you had to get down at the opening and then wait, and then they would only put in so many. That might have changed, so you definitely should check online.
Right, because I'm thinking they're having a phased opening at all of these places, and they're doing the thing where you have a time stamp that you can get into the parks.
Yep.
I'm guessing it works that same way for camping.
But like Arches, I think they only had like 60 spots. I mean, it's tight, and everybody wants to go there. But then you could flow over to Bryce or Canyonlands.
And Dan, I don't know very much about Capitol Reef. Have you looked at that one, Larry?
I've looked at them all,
okay.
And I think one of them didn't have camping inside of the park, but I don't remember which one it is. And just one little note here: I heard that RV sales are up like 20% this year.
Oh yeah, oh definitely. That is the big thing, and we've actually helped some people who don't want to buy them rent them that they want to go on family vacations.
Oh, yeah. Cruise American like that, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. So, hey, sounds like fun to me.
Okay, Larry, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. We got to take a break. Oh, keep not getting to this question about the Rockies. I will tell you this, folks. We always like the live calls. So, I mean, you can text, but the live calls will get on first. But I promise.
We'll do Estes Park when we get back.
When we get back, and that's next on WTMJ.
Start your relaxing vacation with some relaxing planning. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Yeah, it's 9:53, 77 degrees at WTMJ from the text line, the Accudent Mortgage Talk and text line at 855-616-1620. Good morning. We're taking a guys trip to the Rockies in August and staying at Estes Park. Planning has been overwhelming with so many activities to do. Do you have any must-dos that I may be overlooking?
Well, I don't know that you'd be overlooking this because this is something that everybody knows about, but certainly worth it. It's Estes Park Tramway. That is just a great experience. If you have ever done anything in Europe, like the Alps or in the Dolomites or any of that kind of thing, this is equal or better than that. So the tramway thing I absolutely love. There are some wineries there. I don't know if a guy's trip would include going and doing wine tasting, but there are some there. That's where Rocky Mountain National Park is very close to.
Sure.
So, you know, again, if you can get in there, that would be something that you could do. There are some observatories. There's an amphitheater. I've actually seen a concert at the Moraine Park Amphitheater if you wanted to do something like that. I don't know if these guys are trout fishermen, but that is trout fishing heaven. So there's beautiful, beautiful streams for that kind of thing.
Well, it depends on what you're flying into. I would absolutely say you got to go to Boulder.
Yep.
That's
yep.
the coolest town.
It's
super cool.
That is very, very cool place.
Or Fort Collins. I found a really fun town because it's a college town. It's right on the edge.
And not quite as laid back as Boulder.
A little more out there. Yeah. A little bit more trucks.
Yeah, Birkenstocks and granola crunchers.
That's Boulder. That's Boulder.
Yeah.
That's Boulder. Let's go to Oconomowoc. That's where Cheryl is. Hey, Cheryl.
Hi. We had a trip to Poland with Gate 1, and we're supposed to go in May, and that was canceled. Now we've rescheduled for September, and that's canceled. My question is, should we get a refund from Gate 1? Because they might go bankrupt.
Well, Gate One is a pretty stable company. I mean, I guess if I were you, I might do a little bit more research on that. But quite honestly, if you really have a passion to go to Poland, you've done the research, this is the itinerary you like, this is what you want to do, certainly I would continue letting them give you future travel credits. If you feel like, you know, not feeling that comfortable about it, we'll do this later, but we'd like our money back while we're considering it. Ask them. Have they given you the option that you can have future travel credits or money back?
Yes, but I'm not sure how much. But the question is, with Lusana, they won't give you your money. They won't give you a refund, I don't think. They'll just reschedule for within a year.
Right. So, and the beautiful thing about that is it doesn't have to be to the same destination. So Lufthansa goes everywhere. I mean, yeah, you might have to connect in Frankfurt because that's their hub. And they just got a gigantic bailout from the from the German government.
Okay. Yeah. So you think it's safe that they won't go bankrupt?
I would do a little more research on Gate 1 because truly that is not one of Fox's. We have a preferred list and that's not among them. So I don't know a ton about Gate 1. I do know a ton about Lufthansa because they are one of our preferred carriers. They just got a bailout. I would not feel uncomfortable with that moving forward. So maybe get the money back from the tour company, keep your Lufthansa tickets, and then if you decide to go again with Gate 1, you got your money, you can start all over.
Also from the Accudent Mortgage Talk and Text line, we had to cancel our Disney trip in March and now may be looking at an all-inclusive kid-friendly resort for a week. The kids are between 2 and 4.
Okay.
You got a little experience with that.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. So you might want to look at Nickelodeon properties. There is a Nickelodeon in Punta Cana that I have taken my grandson to. He was a little older than these children, and actually he was right on the cusp of, now that's not so cool anymore, because if you know Nickelodeon, that's Paw Patrol, but it's also SpongeBob. So we were right in that area where you can go get slimed like you do on Nickelodeon. But for little kids who love Paw Patrol, and there's another little series with some wide-eyed girls or glitter girls or something, I don't remember, but anyway, he was beyond that. But for the ages,
2 to 4,
ages, yeah, that we're talking about here. The other thing I do love is Generations. Now Generations is in the Riviera Maya, and they are going to be soon to be opening a Nickelodeon just down the road from that one as well, all belonging to the same family. So,
okay, when you're going to travel, go with a professional, because it's an expenditure on your part. You want a fantastic experience. You want zero hassle. Fox World Travel would be the partner, opening in mere minutes.
That's right. 10 to 4, Saturday and Sunday. We are not back in the offices yet, which is really nothing to be concerned about. 866-GO-FOX-GO. We can help you.
There you go.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel, and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.